This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There was a party in the Bronx, New York, in August of 1973 that's become famous in the five decades since as the birthplace of hip-hop. Music fans across the country and much of the world are marking that 50th anniversary this month with the launch not only of a music and cultural movement, but of an economic engine as well. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has that one.
Since its early days, hip-hop has gone from subculture to beyond mainstream, making millionaires and billionaires in the process. Shane Shapiro is chairman of consultancy firm Sound Diplomacy and writes about how music can drive economic development.
Hip-hop is the world's most popular genre and is responsible for many of the streams and many of the usage compared to lots of other genres.
And the cultural impact here in the U.S. is ubiquitous. Cassandra Cheney is a professor at Louisiana State University's School of Social Work.
So it's not just the music, but it's the art, it's the clothing, right? It just becomes so embedded in our everyday lives that it actually bleeds into the economic side.
Hip-hop artists show up in movies, sports, and, of course, in ads, from clothes to alcohol, cars, even pet supplies.
Better quality pet care for less human money.
Yes, that was Snoop Dogg advertising for, well, dog supplies. Stephen Jumper is CEO of the creative firm Ghost Note Agency.
Virtually every brand has found an opportunity to either bring hip-hop into, you know, strategy, but in a way that sort of is inherently been co-opted and commodified.
Jumper says hip-hop at 50 is at a crossroads, sorting out the culture versus, or in addition to, the commodity, and he's looking forward to seeing where it goes. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.